Happy Monday and welcome to a brand new week at It's Time For Me, where we are continuing on this month's topic of true self-care. So last week was a very gentle introduction to getting you to look at your goals for this month ahead around self-care, looking at your emotional self. We also looked at the practical and emotional reasons of self-care, what we wanted to gain from it. And then yesterday I got you to kind of visualize a picture of yourself over the next week and trying to hold that picture in your mind of where you want to be in yourself around your self-care. So true self-care is doing the things that feel good to you. So what my self-care practice may be versus your self-care practice may be completely different because different things work for everybody. So it is about really tapping in to those things that you enjoy and those things that are going to make you feel better. Very simply put, and I know I've talked about this a lot, true self-care comes down to the fact of whether you believe that you deserve to care for yourself, whether you like yourself enough to care for yourself. That's very much, in simplistic terms, what it is about. And you may say to yourself, well, of course I believe that I, you know, deserve to look after myself. But do you fundamentally, on your emotional level or on an emotional core, truly believe that? Because if you liked yourself, you would not eat the wrong foods. If you liked yourself, you would not be in the wrong relationships. If you liked yourself, you would not burn out. If you liked yourself, you would not stay in situations that are not good for you. And if you are doing any of those or more of them, then you are not in a place where you're truly loving and liking yourself. So what do we need to do to get started? Because I feel sometimes with this time for me, we focus on a lot of what's going wrong. And we've got to start focusing on how do we make things right. There's no point dwelling in stuff. It's very important to get clarity, to have acknowledgement of it. That's why I'm getting you to track your emotions every week. I noticed some of you haven't done that yet or set your goals. And if you haven't at this point, do go back to last week. The links are in your text message and do get started with that, because that's even in itself the start of your self-care practice. And more importantly, the start of caring for yourself, because you're taking the time to acknowledge your goals and you're taking the time to acknowledge your emotions. It literally will take you 3 to 5 minutes. It's not that long, and it's important that you do that. But when we are trying to get started, it is about looking at the simple things that make us feel good. The problem that we have is that when we're in a place that we don't feel very good about ourselves, we might be demotivated, stuck in a bit of a rut, or just simply, as a lot of us experience, we don't have enough time to put into practice all the things that we know that we should be. They end up feeling like a chore. So we want to move away from these feeling like a chore and move towards them feeling good. So for example, with this, if you prefer to sit in and watch television at nighttime, but you don't want to go out and do a walk and you know that you would feel better from that, I'm not saying to you not to go and walk and exercise, but maybe you could find something you enjoy doing at home. So instead of watching TV all night, you'll say, do you know what, I'll put on a Zumba video from YouTube. I'll put on a yoga video from YouTube. I'll spend half an hour out of my evening that I want to spend indoors or relaxing a bit more, doing some exercise in that format. If you're in a job that you really don't like and you don't know how you're going to get out of it, but it is creating really bad stress for you, or it could be simply that you're just spending too much time in work, then a very simple method is saying, I'm going to commit to leaving work 10 minutes early every single day this week, because that is doable and that's achievable. I think a lot of times with any of our goals, and in particular our self-care, we look at these things, like I mentioned a moment ago, as chores, and we're looking at them as a big mountain. We have to break them down, have to be gentle, have to make them simple, and more importantly, we have to make them enjoyable or we will fail before we begin. So I want you now, as we go into this week, to think of one thing, and I'd love you to text it to me today, not really because I need to know, but more because it's making you accountable and saying, do you know what, I'm going to text this through to Caroline and take the time to actually put it down in a text message or write it down exactly what it is. What is the one thing at this moment in time towards the goals that you had for your self-care that you could do this week? Okay. And importantly, how can you do it in an enjoyable or quick way? So that is your task for today, because all about this self-care is to get you moving, to get you motivated, make you feel encouraged, but more importantly, for you to get results. So I look forward to hearing all from you. I look forward to hearing from all of you over the course of the day. And do remember, as I always say, when you text me, it goes directly to my phone. I do not send a group text with all of you in it. You get individual texts from me. So if you text me, it comes to me on my phone and I answer you directly from my phone. But really for today, It's more just for you to have that accountability, have somebody have to answer, which is me in this case, and put through your self-care goal for this week. But this goal for this week, this action step, has to be part of the bigger plan that you have for your self-care overall. So again, if you're struggling with no time, where do we carve out time? So I'm going to leave work 10 minutes earlier. I'm going to do exercise at home for half an hour or even 20 minutes, whatever it might be. There are some examples. If you're stuck on how you'd like to do your goal this week to start making the momentum around your self-care, again, text me and I can give you some suggestions for that. So have a great day and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.